Yo, you know what you're listening to? You listening to that Midnight Hour 215 right here from Philadelphia, PA. You know it's on. You know I'm your boy, Young Highs. Let's go.
Yo, once again, we are back right here at Midnight Hour 215, and we are here with the boy, Trey Digger.
You know.
All right, Trey, man. So what's the next upcoming event that you got?
All right, so, you know, of course, the gathering is coming up at the end of the month. But before we get to the end of the month, the next major event that I have popping off is on 7/16. It's going to be at the Fire. I am hosting an open mic karaoke cosplay birthday party.
Boom. What? Yeah. That don't sound crazy.
It's going to be wild. You know what I'm saying? We celebrating my girl, Jaja, with the flicks. It's her birthday. You know what I'm saying? We celebrating black empowerment. You know what I'm saying? With blurred culture. You know what I'm saying? Costumes and all that. We celebrating your ability to belt out your favorite song, you know, karaoke style. We're celebrating independent talent as they try to bring their style of music to you. Also, we're going to have cake there, duh. And special performances, guest stars, and maybe I'll even do trivia with prizes, depending on how I feel that night.
So are we invited?
Like, everybody's invited.
Okay.
I'm slide through, you know what I'm saying? There should be photographers. Chee-chee! And it should be lit, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping to see a lot of Philadelphia talent, Jersey talent, Delaware talent, and maybe talent from other places like Maryland, New York, and Virginia. They seem to come up a lot when I do events, so shout out to Maryland, Virginia, and New York.
Okay. So I always wanted to ask you this. What is one song that made you the most happiest or proudest? That, you know, what made you feel like, yo, this song made me feel like I can actually do rap and hip-hop?
I mean, that's a real hard question because, you know, I have a host of songs. Now, I've been through many levels in my career. You know, I've been doing this since, like, 02. You know what I'm saying? So I could always say it's the first song I wrote or the first collabo song I did or the first song I heard on a radio that I did or the first song that somebody hit me back and was like, this is your life. You know what I'm saying? I would have to say the first song that really hit for me, I'll give you my top three. How about that? Is that better? Gotta give you my top three?
Top three.
All right. So, first of all, definitely got a shout out my brother, Pretty Boy Spells. You already know what it is, KPA. You know what I'm saying? He made this beat for me back in the day. And the work of the song is called Work in Progress. It's called WIP. Because it's me and showing people how I feel about hip-hop in this day and age and what needs to be done. It's one of my favorite songs to perform. It leaves me close to dead every time because I didn't know spacing that much back then when I wrote that song. And, you know, the way you write a song and the way you record is the way you got to perform it. I just drop knowledge on y'all. So I would say Work in Progress. Following behind that, my first real solo song that I did on the group album that had people like, dad, you kind of stole the album. Me, IQ McBoogie, or IQ the MC, whichever name he want to be frequent by now, my big bro, and Q-Logic, the OG, aka the Ghost Dad, you know what I'm saying? We did a project together called The Good 88. The name of the album is Pine Street Lounge. It used to be up. It probably is still up. I don't know if it is. If not, talk to me and maybe I can get you a copy. It was produced by Good Thoughts. And we all had a solo song. We all did feature songs. And my solo song is called D-Day. Diggas Day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's basically about me breaking the person I was at that point and recrafting into the better person I am today. And I perform that often because it's just an empowering piece. And I love the beat and I love the message. And, you know, when I wrote it, it just took me on a mission. And then right now, I would have to say that song that, you know, boom, 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 because everybody want to hear me say it, is right arm twist, dig a dance. Left arm twist, dig a dance. Cross arms twist, dig a dance. Both arms twist, dig a dance. And then, you know, dig a 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 dig a.
So if y'all don't know what that is, that was the iconic dig a dance which is, I always say it all the time. If y'all didn't know where that came from, even when I say in my old raps back in the day, that was where it came from. You know, the Digga Dance, Mr. You Know Himself.
Yeah, yeah, y'all be putting in work. I mean, I got a bunch of new songs now that's so lit. You know what I'm saying? I just did a song I released during Black History Month. And it's about, now don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Philly bull. I get down how Philly bulls do, you know what I'm saying? I be at the Chinos, you know what I'm saying? I be with my Akis, you know what I'm saying? Inshallah, all that. But as a black individual, you are pushed, especially from the hood, you are pushed to do and act a certain way. So, you know what I'm saying? I was in that street life. You know what I'm saying? My parents dabbled in that street life, so I dabbled in that street life. But then when I had kids, you know what I'm saying? I saw my kids was falling toward that street life, and I wanted something better for them. And I thought about all the things that I enjoyed growing up, which was when, you know what I'm saying, the homies wasn't doing things. You know what I'm saying? We was in the crib chilling. So what we do when we chill? We play video games. We watch movies. You know what I'm saying? We put together Gundams and all that. And that's when I realized that I wanted to take my kids down that same path. And the hardest thing is being educated in black, or in this particular sense, being a nerd and being black. And they got a word for that now. If you take black and you take nerd, you put it together, it's called a blurred.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you gotta have glasses or you gotta be real smart. It just means that you like education, or you like cartoons, or you like costumes. And you know what I'm saying? And you indulge in the culture of Japan or America.
You that person that's just going, hi-ya! All in the mirror sometimes when you just being yourself and no one's around. Sometimes that happens.
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you want to watch Luke Cage. You know what I'm saying?
If, matter of fact, if y'all didn't catch the new episode of Luke Cage, I feel sorry for you, because I done watched the whole season already. They need to let out season 3 already. Give me season 3. We already on season 2, but give me season 3.
We not getting season 3 until after next Defenders crossover.
I don't care. I want season 3. I need to, look, stuff like Black Lightning, Luke Cage, stuff like that, I'm telling you, it's very iconic. It's,
Black Lightning was so black. It was so black. Every time they walked in, they was watching black TV. One time they walked in, they was watching JB Fox. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But nonetheless, it's iconic because no one really knew what Black Lightning was until what? Now.
What? I don't know.
Because no one paid attention to the cartoon. Go on YouTube, look up Black Lightning cartoon, people.
Bro.
Trust me.
Nah, because look. If you a Batman bull, because I'm a Batman bull, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can say what y'all want, Superman, all that. Batman, my man. You know what I'm saying? When Batman left the Justice League, which basically he made, he went outsiders. And one of the first recruits he had was Black Lightning. He like, yo, you going to be my point man. And then when Batman went back to the Justice League, he left the outsiders to Black Lightning. You know what I'm saying? Black Lightning always been that bull. You know what I'm saying? And now, everything in Hoover and we in a different point. You know what I'm saying? What they're going to end up doing now in the TV show is like what they did in Young Justice. They're going to make Black Lightning tutor Static Shock. Because now Static Shock's universe is part DC. They're all the main verse now. So that's going to be lit. So if you love Static Shock, you know what I'm saying? You got
to
love
Black Lightning. Just about to get into that and be like, yo, what you do not understand. Like, Static Shock, he in there too. Because my favorite episode is actually where Static Shock meets Batman Beyond. That was like my episode right there. Cause you know, it's just, ha, nigga, take that. Young black man, electrical powers. Bitch, I'll turn off your phone. Ask me out.
Turn off your phone. But this man is so powerful. He can pull kinetic energy from people. He can kill you by taking, you know, your brain spark. You know what I'm saying? You carry electricity. That's how stuff be moving. Can you imagine a boy touch you and kill your nervous system?
No, but I'm saying, like, not trying to make Static Shock evil, but...
I mean, he could be.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Don't try to make my man's evil. He good. He a good guy.
Black people gotta be murderers sometimes.
See, sometimes on the Midnight Hour 215, we talk about every and anything. So if you didn't know, this is what you will know. This is what you gotta know, man. Anything goes. I don't care if it's cartoons. Even though we are dedicated to underground hip-hop and R&B, the main thing still matter, which is anything goes, and I'ma be me, goddammit.
But just like Killmonger was a murderer. Sometimes black people gotta be murderers.
Yeah.
Shout out to Creed 2 coming out, you know what I'm saying? That joint will be lit.
Super lit. So, Trey, this is another question I wanted to ask you, which I got a question mark here on the paper. I don't know why. But if you were stuck on the island for 12 years.
12 years.
And you were only able to take 3 albums with you. What will be those 3 albums and why?
All right, so first of all, y'all can say what y'all want to say.
He's a little stumped.
But no, I'm not stumped. These going to be some real generic answers, okay? I'm saying I'm old, okay?
Let's hear it.
And a very powerful time in my life was when I was in 9th grade, and that's when I realized I am who I am, and that's who I'm going to be for the rest of my life. Now, most people don't discover who they are until they get to, you know, college. But by the time I got to 9th grade, I was holding the homies down. The homies was holding me down, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, I learned a lot about my mom and her past and my dad and his past and their past together. And I just decided in my head that I liked who I was and I knew what path I was going to take. And that's the path I was going to be on. So, the 2 of the albums that I'm about to name are very pivotal at that part in my life. So, the first album is going to be The Eminem Show. Insane replay value because all those songs hold memories to me. And then the next one is going to be, because Trey Digga used to be crazy husky, you know what I'm saying? Walk around this joint looking like baby Colossus. Is Get Rich or Die Trying, because that was my workout album. I used to work out, hit the bag to it, you know what I'm saying? Do my one-hand push-ups to that joint. I used to run track.
Now, these are the songs you would take on the island.
Yes.
With you.
Because I got to kill on the island. I got to build a house on the island. You may never know.
It might be people on this island.
Well, I got to keep my prerogative, you know what I'm saying?
It might be people. It might just be you and your girl. You may never know. But the kids is gone. They back on whatever.
I'm definitely going to be in there. You know what I'm saying? People on the island, I'm going to be real friendly to their face, and then I'm going to go back to my hut and be like, many men, many, 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 many men, wish death on me. And then I'm going to hit the God's plan on them. It's God's plan, homie. It ain't mine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or I'm going to be like, dear mama. Or really be in this joy. But the last album, what is the last album I would bring? That's hard. Because I got some lyrical content that's angry. Then I got some angry content that's lyrical. So I need to find somewhere in the middle. Disney's Greatest Hits. I would bring Disney's Greatest Hits. That joint will have Hakuna Matata on it. It's going to have Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. It's going to have Aladdin on there. It's going to have The Jungle Book on there. It's going to have Tarzan on there. It's going to have
Mary
Poppins on there.
Are you serious?
No matter how depressed I am, I can throw it. It's the bare necessities, them simple bare necessities. Get about your worries and your spite. And hear those bare necessities, them simple bare necessities, them simple bare necessities of life. What, bro? And like, you ain't never had a friend like me. You right, coconuts. I ain't never had a friend like you. All this good nutrients and hygiene that you helping me build, I appreciate you. And they'd be like, bananas. I'd be like, The Lion King. I'd be like, ooh, play the Scar theme while I'm out there gutting fish. I'm crazy, y'all. Hey, just so y'all know, I ain't right. But yeah. So, The Eminem Show, Get Rich or Die Trying, and then Disney's Greatest Hits.
Y'all heard it from him, himself, Mr. Trey Digga, Mr. You Know.
Your face right now is like...
It's iconic. If y'all haven't caught it before, I'm telling you, like, this is...
Whistle while you work.
So how do you take on your day-to-day music business and how do you brand yourself?
All right, so I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I have to deal with everything I've ever done in my life. And I'm okay with that. So then, you know, I do hygiene stuff. And while I'm doing hygiene stuff, you know, brushing my teeth, washing my face, or hopping in the shower, or whatever I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? I scroll my social media. I be on my Instagram real quick. Anybody commented on my drawings, I comment back. I might post a picture of upcoming flyers and stuff like that, or upcoming shows, or if one of the homies got a show and, you know, I'm trying to show love, I'll post up a flyer. Or if, like, something happened overnight, like somebody died or something like that, I'll post the RIP. You know, my Instagram for important stuff to me. And my Instagram is tagged to my Twitter. So then, boom, it hits my Twitter. And it's tagged to my Facebook. So, boom, it hits my Facebook. So then, after that, I might be on my way to work. You know what I'm saying? I'll tweet something that, you know, I don't need to take a picture of. You know, like, oh, right now, think about that time I didn't beat Mario. That reminds me of this traffic right now. It's taking forever. You know, something like that.
Right.
Then I get on Facebook. I scroll Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody, comment. Boom. Keep it moving. Then I'll go check my SoundCloud. Oh, this song got likes this week. I'll repost that on Twitter. Boom.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on my Reverb Nation. Oh, somebody shared this song. Somebody downloaded this song. Maybe I should think about making a video or something for that. Then I'll go on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, Google myself real quick, see if anybody posted some footage that I might have did over the weekend, or if any of my videos got a certain number, I'll repost it in honor of that. Or, you know what I'm saying, I made a cameo in somebody's video and it dropped, I need to post that. You know what I'm saying? Then once I get work doing whatever I do, and then throughout the day, whatever I posted while I was on my way to work or in my morning, I'll get a response from it. And then people will be hitting me in my inbox. Yo, Trey, can you do this show? Yo, Trey, can you connect me to this person? Yo, Trey, you know a flyer guy. Yo, Trey, would you wear this shirt? You know what I'm saying? Whatever business opportunities come my way.
Okay.
And then I hit it back and forth with that. Then I get off my 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? I do my family thing, whatever I do for my mom, my dad, my kids. And then if I got a show that night, I go to the show. If I got a studio session that night, I go to the studio. If not, I probably go home, sit down, and write. If I'm not writing, I'm doing research on a topic I'm about to write about. If I'm not doing that, then maybe I'm mixing and mastering a beat, or maybe I'm mixing and mastering a song, or maybe I'm doing artist development with one of my homies, or maybe, you know what I'm saying, I'm ghostwriting for somebody, or maybe I'm sitting down with somebody to help do a meeting on their brand. Trey Digga does everything. I do hosting, I do artist development, I do production. I used to do A&R work, but, you know, that's mad complicated. A lot of y'all artists ain't really about what y'all say y'all about. And then, you know, when I'm done with all that, you know what I'm saying, if I'm not doing family stuff or music stuff, then I might sit down and review some songs I have coming out. Or I might have a new project in my inbox that I need to write a feature for. Or I might get an invite to somebody's party or somebody's club night or something like that. And then when I go to night, you know what I'm saying, before I put my head on the pillow, I try to make sure that my calendar's set so I know everything I have to do in the upcoming days or next couple weeks or the upcoming month. And that's pretty much how I do it. And then I jump back into it the next day and try to keep the same schedule as I did before, but changing whatever variables I have to do it.
All right. That was good. But nonetheless, let's get on to one of our songs of the day, which is...
Oh, Sugar Snaps.
Yeah. But
it's my new single, All Sugar Snaps.
we about to move on to our song of the day, which is by your boy Trey Digga.
Yeah.
Called That Life We Live.
Video out now.
Can't rack my brain. I need a memory card. Years of atrocities, barely in to my allies, death to my enemies. Praise to my black queen that feed off my energy. My soul resonates, the souls of the forgotten. Dude Sidebocking, Lazarus Tabakin. From the shores of Africa to the fields of Conjahawking. All black, everything, the nerdcore prophets. Yeah, the best, we take pride in our melanin. We some scholars, yes, we some gentlemen. We let it end the back, read the comic book. To the people we ain't never shook. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. This is the life we live. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. Yes, yes, this is the life we live.
Question, when you're from a realm that constantly brings you hell for following your passions and praying that you fail, what do? Exist as a ghost in a shell, or create your own saga to excel itself? See, I excel beyond expectations. Ain't got time for waiting for your hate and proclamations. I don't have the patience for debating.
A blitz real alive.
Catch my answer when you hear my war cry, screaming nerd line. No, I'm not done yet. Criticism, sketch your counter, treat the bars like Boba Fett. Jingle Fett, legendary, force of the struggle. Bring my inner beast up like Inuyasha in the tussle. The Afro Samurai, the rhyme, Shinigami, Aotaku Prime, nerd core, blurb, or still rhyme for a time. Never forget where I came from. City nerd flowing to the beat of its own drum.
Yes, yes, we take pride in our melanin. We some scholars, yes, we some gentlemen. We let it end the back, read the comic book.
Yep.
Power to the people, we ain't never shook. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. This is the life we live. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. Yes, yes, this is the life we live. This is the life we live.
We are back right here on the Midnight Hour 215, man. Let's get into our second song of the day.
Get up. I was raised in the gutter, yeah, without a father. Bitches love to turn you down until you get some dollars, yeah, yeah. Fell in love with money, fell in love with lots of choppers. I was really out, nigga. You know people love to bring you down, nigga. These hoes don't love you, they just play around with you. Man, everybody wanna bring you down, wanna bring you down. I was really out, nigga. You know people love to bring you down, nigga. These hoes don't love you, they just play around with you. Man, everybody wanna bring you down, wanna bring you down. We'll be out there early enough. Niggas say they let them hate on me, cause I don't give a fuck. Plenty days when I had nothing G, but I never fought up. Nigga, strangers tryna come by me. No, you ain't one of us. No, you ain't one of us. That paper really out here calling me. No, I can't go back. The memories gon' always bother me. OG and the legend in my city's what I'm about to be. R.I.P. Alberto, ain't nobody saw what I could see. Nobody saw what I could see. I was raised around the trenches where you gotta grind. Nigga, sitting on his ass, he really wasting time. But we not slacking, pistol packing, bro, might get it clapping. Laugh at these niggas like they Kevin, bro, they really acting. Pull up in foreigns, we'll be shining, be the big attraction. Subtracting money by the store out, but we back to adding. Refuse to stay around these folks, it's time to leave in lavish. Refuse to stay around these folks, it's time to leave in lavish. I was really out, nigga. You know people love to bring you down, nigga. These hoes don't love you, they just play. Man, everybody wanna bring you down, wanna bring you down. I was really out, nigga. You know people let her bring you down, nigga. These hoes don't love you, they just play around with you. Man, everybody wanna bring you down, wanna bring you down.
K-Dub, K-Dub.
So once again, we are back right here on the Midnight Hour 215 podcast, man. So let's get it in. Let's get into our number one topic of the day. So topic number one, have you ever sat down and thought about some things that happened in your life and it felt like deja vu? Have you ever experienced deja vu? That's our number one topic of the day. Have you ever experienced deja vu? Have you ever experienced something that it felt like it happened, but you didn't really think it happened? That's our number one topic of the day. Topic number two comes later on during the podcast. and part two. But let's kick it off with our third song of the day.
Yeah. Willie B. Battle. Hey.
Oh yeah.
In the building.
Oh yeah.
I'm
ready
again. Hey.
Battle.
I bet these niggas. Ay.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I what?
Better Millie, I kill him.
Bet him up.
Better Millie, I kill him.
I told y'all.
Better Millie, I kill him. Watch a nigga go kill him. Better Millie, I kill him.
Hey.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Watch a nigga go.
Better Millie, I kill him. Watch a nigga go kill him. Better Millie, I kill him.
Yeah.
Me, I keep it, man, 100+. I already know they wanna be like us. When they get to talking, it's me they discuss. Took a whole lot of shit for me to get here. Yeah, work hard, man, blood, sweat, and tears. And I'ma keep coming up, motherfucking nigga. All a nigga keep doing is just switching gears. Got a whole lot of money stacked up, fam. Got a bad bitch and I call her Pam Greer. All we do, my nigga, is celebrate. I mean, every day like it's a new year. What's the sense of working hard if you don't get to play? Nigga like me make moves every day. I erase any nigga in my way. Niggas acting like they can't, but they can get blown away. Niggas must really got shit mixed up. Coming at me, boy, you got me fucked up. I am too far here for you to keep up. Niggas, man, cannot fuck with us. On another level, got my shit together. Niggas know I do this shit forever. Nigga, I am the best, ain't nobody better. Throwing flurries at niggas like I'm Mayweather. Let's go. Put on a show. Me and my niggas, we chasing that money. And you know we all gon' get it for show. Fuck it, I go in and go out. They know what I'm about, so I roll and they roll out. They do not want drama, so tell them to chill out. I'm about to kill them, nigga.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Willie B in the building.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Every time I drop.
Better Millie, I kill him. Watch a nigga go get him. Better Millie, I kill him.
Willie B, I'm a ape.
Better Millie, I kill him.
I bet these niggas.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Willie B, just watch.
Better Millie, I kill him. Watch a nigga go get him. Better Millie, I kill him.
Who said that they can come and bang with us? These niggas know we really dangerous. And I don't really think that they can hang with us. They be acting like they can. I be like, come on, bro. Cause they wishing they can keep up. Niggas can't keep up. Hit them with the 40. Make them back up, re-up. If I run out, no doubt, knock a nigga out on sight. If he really wanted, I get to him right now, alright. I don't give a fuck about him or his life. If you disrespect me, then you're gone tonight.
Tonight,
I'm gone on a private flight. Like, yo, out of this bitch. Hit another switch, nigga, focused on a lick. I'm about my bag, you about a bitch. If it don't make dollars, it don't make no sense. I'm smoking on purple in the rain like Prince. Pockets full of green like the motherfucking Grinch. I've been smoking on loud, you can smell that stench. Learn to get money, been getting it since. These niggas say they real, but they ain't real like this. Shoot shots don't miss. Niggas up in my aim, then you gon' get hit. It's fuck you like a motherfucker flick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bitches on my dick. All day, every day, man, same old shit. If it's something I want, then it's something I get. Every day I go get it, boy, and that is just it. Tell these motherfuckers, wake up. Niggas cross me, no, we can't make up. Motherfuckers say something, get broke up. I ain't playing with them niggas, so back up. Man, the beef ain't dead till you dead, bruh. No, this is not a game, so don't play tough. Like a spoon in a pot, got me stirred up. And we're about to find out what you made up. Know a nigga won't trip, keep it on my hip. Hit him with the grip real quick. Bet he won't forget who he fucking with. Willie P ain't the one that you want it with.
No, I ain't the one that you want it with. No, I ain't the one that you want it with.
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 All day, every day. Me and my niggas, we be killing shit. Niggas know what's up.
Weed in the air, nigga, roll up. Niggas fall behind, catch up. All I'm doing is killing niggas, that's word up.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Willie B, my nigga.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Every time I drop.
Better Millie, I kill him. Watch a nigga go get him. Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Better Millie, I kill him.
Every time I drop.
Better Millie, I kill him.
All day, every day.
Better Millie, I kill him, watch a nigga go get him. Better Millie, I kill him.
Willie B. Willie B. Killing niggas. Better Millie, nigga. Better Millie, nigga.
All right, so that was the Midnight Hour 215 podcast, man. Make sure y'all always come in, check in with us. Check to see what's the hottest songs we got out. Check to see what artists we got coming up. And make sure 7/16, y'all save that date. Like my boy Trey Digger said, man, they're going to be throwing a massive birthday party event karaoke, open mic. So make sure y'all come on out. Show love. Man, it's all about the hip-hop, all about the love, all about the good times. Ain't nothing ever changed. Every time you come around us, we make you feel like you family. And the Midnight Hour 215 is family to y'all. So inbox me if you know a good artist that got the next hottest song, the next great thing to set a mood for someone's day, because your music will always set the mood for someone out there. It will always make the day of someone. You may never know, your music might even create someone's day. The next opportunity for you in life. So make sure you're always checking the Midnight Hour 215, dedicated to R&B and hip-hop. That underground pit in your stomach. All I can do is rap, real, real gutter type-ish. And make sure y'all come out to the gathering tomorrow, 40th and Walnut, 4014, the Rotunda Building, with the Cypher Room. If you rap, if you sing, if you just want to freestyle, network yourself, make sure you come on out. And for the B-boys and B-girls that like the boogie, get on down. Come on through. We're there. The longest hip-hop event running off in Philadelphia for 22 years. Come on out. Show some love. And get ready for part two of the Midnight Hour 215. Right here from the Midnight Hour 215, we are here in full effect, right at Jaja's birthday party, going down. It's going down right here at the Fire, 414 Girard. It's going down today, so man, make sure y'all come on out, man. We still got time, man. We here till 1 o'clock. We are here till 1 o'clock, having fun, going in. Let's get it in. Let's turn up. Let's have fun. At the Midnight Hour, we only have fun 24/7, 365. So there is no turn down. We're always turning up. There's always fun.
Monster Hunter's box.
Everything goes on.
Everything
here at the Midnight Hour is always fun, family friendly, psych, fun friendly, and we always here to have fun. So right now, we are actually here with Jaja. So let's see, can we get a couple of words from her real quick on her birthday right out here?
She's weird but funny.
Give us a second.
Yeah, I love it. Like, she's hilarious. Yo, she makes me laugh, bro. Like, I'll be cracking the fuck up around her. Yo, she likes Harry Potter. Harry Potter and Game of Thrones.
There's always interesting conversations going on.
Yo, I'm gonna hurt myself. All I'm doing is like, come on, Reg, don't fuck this up, because
please,
yo,
don't fuck. She
so it's
like
always
one of the
it's
bitches.
Always going down here at the Midnight Hour, man. It's an open mic cosplay karaoke going on right here at the Fire. So we have Jaja here from Mrs. You know. It's live right now.
I don't feel like you should be live right now with me and my drunk ass.
No, you just gotta say a couple words for everybody that's
one and
a couple words for everybody that you gotta say. It's your birthday. It's your party.
Bitch, it's my birthday, and fucking Reggie got Africa on his fucking shirt that I just noticed right now.
He got the whole Africa. I am a witness. There's glitter and a whole bunch of shit. So, yep, here on the Midnight Hour, it's always going down, man. Let's have some fun. Let's see what type of music we got going on. There's a lot of things going on here at the Midnight Hour 215. Right here at Josh Josh's birthday party. Mike's fuck up and everything. We don't care. We still keep on going on. Free cake, free food, drinking. Let's go. Right here at the Midnight Hour, we always got a lot of people here. We got the boy Ivan.
Yo.
Right here on the Midnight Hour 215. You can say anything to Jaja on her birthday. What would it be?
Yo, Javika. Seriously, more happiness, less pain. Be healthy. And all the, literally, like, I mean this shit when I say all the best in life. You know what I mean? Like, that's all, like, as corny as it sounds, that's really all, like, what I would want to say.
Hey, that's nothing. It's all love here, 24/7. If y'all don't know, if you're not here, Jaja is dressed in a Wonder Woman costume just because it's a cosplay karaoke open mic. So anything's going down. You got a favorite song you like, come sing it. You got a favorite costume you want to wear, wear it. You want to rap, sing, come do it. Let's turn up. Let's have fun. And let's drink. Right now on stage at
Jaja's
cosplay karaoke open mic birthday party. We got Fiki coming up next. I don't break it. I can travel over my hands up.
John, I'll see you this week, 98.5 FM.
This one is Stephen, called What Up?
What up? We at the fire. We got the way.
Everybody getting into their thing, making it do what it do, giving it through the ones and twos. If you don't believe me, come on out, show love to Zsa Zsa with the Flicks, man. It's always going down, always something going new, and it's always going to be a whole bunch of fun and a whole bunch of lot of other shit. Got the boy IQ.
What's up, bro?
What up?
We're going.
As long as the cool shit happens, like,
yeah.
This is where my soul is.
And like, a lot of
up here, I'm not getting into trouble.
So, we are going to take a brief intermission and get right back to the music. And don't worry, your boy himself will be up there giving a happy birthday shout out to the girl, Zsa Zsa, and let's get it in.
Yo, you know what you're listening to. You listen to that Midnight Hour 215. Right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know it's your boy Young Highs. Let's go. Welcome, welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215. Yo, in a couple minutes, I'm going to have a special guest come right up here, talk to y'all, see where the music at, let y'all know he here to make it do what it do. Okay, fuck it. I'm going to spoil it for you. Spaz Black is on his way up here to talk about his new music, to give y'all rap flow, and he gonna make it do what it do, and he gonna answer the Midnight Hour 215 questions. So hopefully he ready to answer these questions and rap to that beat. But until then, let's kick it off with the first song of the day. Let's go. Midnight Hour 215. We are back with Spaz Black.
Am down. There's a whole lot of shit going on. RIP Rich Quick. Royal Rich Quick forever.
Yeah, you know, Rich was one of the people that just inspired everybody in life to do the best thing possible and just make things great again in life. Like, if you had something positive in life, he was always there just to be, just to be that angel on your shoulder to give you that strength to keep on moving even when you got the doubt. But right now I want to get into questions with Spaz Black.
Right, right.
So Spaz, what's the type of music that inspire you to do your music and create the certain things that you create?
I don't know. I hate a lot of people and I hate a lot of their music. I really don't know. I guess my friends' raps, that's about it. That's I'm just gonna go off that. The people that I know, their music,
so it ain't like no old music, no new music.
Nah. Fuck old niggas, fuck new niggas, all that shit. I really don't like anybody. I just like my friends. That's it.
Gang, friends.
I
wanna
say that's kinda evil. But
but yeah, it's a everyday thing with hip hop, so for the new generation, what would you have to say to them of them trying to do music now?
Like, now, when you say a new generation, like, what do you mean?
Like the people, like, the new generation that's trying to get into hip-hop, that's trying to be motivated to create a song or just to be in the industry to say, look, I did this, I did it all on my own, or, you know, I did it with my crew. Like,
and
what?
Fucking, then grind, nigga. Like, hustle from the muscle, man. Even if I don't like your music, for instance, like, I'm not the only person in the world. Like, there's somebody that's gonna like your music. And, you know, you gotta work towards, you know, perfecting your craft. Like, so, you know, you'll feel comfortable just, for instance, just freestyling some shit off, like, the top of your head that you may think is bullshit, but a million other niggas may think it's fire. So, you know, just keep grinding and keep pushing.
Is freestyling one of the things that make, like, hip-hop easier for you? Like, is freestyling, like, one of the things that really just make you better as an artist?
Me in general or me, like, specifically? Like, how do you want to put that? Like, I think freestyling makes any artist better in general. Specifically, I didn't have a choice. Well, not specifically, but personally, I didn't have a choice. My god brother, Trey Digga,
you know,
forced me to fucking learn how to freestyle. And they already told me that if I wasn't able to freestyle going to, like, the gathering and shit, he was fucking snatching my mic. The last thing I want is to be like Mike Still, get my fucking mic snatched. So, yeah, like, freestyling definitely helps as an artist, and it definitely will contribute in making you a better artist. But if, you know, you're not able to do it off the gate, then, I mean, just, you know, keep working with your writtens until you get the comfortability level up and you're able to freestyle shit.
Okay. So, basically, you're telling a new artist, I mean, always freestyle your music, basically. Like, just to get a feel for it, because some artists cannot freestyle worth a shit.
I mean, that's true. I saw a lot of niggas that can't freestyle to save their life. And,
I believe if you can freestyle, it should only take you 30 minutes or less
to write.
To write a song or write a verse.
Because you can freestyle it.
Exactly.
If you can freestyle it, you should be able to. But then again, you know, like, it's, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. And when I first started, like, writing, it was hard as hell for me to write, but I can freestyle like a motherfucker. And then, like, I slowed up with freestyle and I was, like, falling off. But it got to the point where I realized, like, okay, if I'm freestyling, I'll just record that shit in my phone right quick. And then I'll hear it and be like, oh, damn, I like that line. All right, well, I'll jot that down for whenever I want to write something and shit like that. And eventually, you know, I then jotted down a 16 of different bars. And then I was like, fuck it, there you go.
Exactly, because the different bars make it easier.
Right.
So what I want to ask you is a Midnight Hour 215 special. If you were stuck on the island for 12 years, the three albums or mixtapes that you would take with you to rock out on the island for 12 years?
The first album is A Tale of the N-Lord. Second album, Well, mixtape is I'm with the DJ. Shit, third one. Fuck.
The third one could be one of yours, you know, like, it don't gotta be.
I can't listen to my own music. Shit is so weird.
It could be women on this island and they might rock out to your shit.
I know, but I don't like my own voice. Like the recording. What? Shit is so weird, it's so weird.
Look, man, you gotta rock out to your own shit.
You know, sure. Maybe it may be this new album that I'm working with. I mean,
maybe a new album. That's the one that definitely be able to put on there, and you'd be like, oh yeah, you know what? I can fuck a bitch to this song. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I got a few songs just for everybody. So maybe that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you know what's mine.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna pack on a little Common. Any Common album?
I'm about to say what Common like.
Mostly the one they got Brown Sugar on there.
Okay.
Whatever that album is, because I'll be forgetting. But that album, I'm a definitely pack either some Wu-Tang, because if a bitch don't love Wu-Tang, she got to get the fuck off my island. And the last one, it's going to be one of my albums. I don't care if I got to mix all my songs up and put it on there. It's going to be one of mine, just because I know I got the turn-up song. And I know every word after the song played for a minute. But I know every word. And after I know every word, it's just going to... like manifest into, we on the island for 12 years. That's the only music you got, so you going to listen to it. And when we get the fuck off, you better promote me, bitch. That's how it's going to happen.
Oh my God.
On the island for 12 years. You're going to want to play my music just because you're going to get sick of Common. It's going to be that one CD that's just sitting there. You're going to have to play it. You're going to have, they're going to have to break down my song. They're going to have to break it down. But, out of everything right now, what's the thing that made you drive to do your new album that's out right now?
Honestly, alright, so I started kicking it with my sister more and shit, and she was like, Asha Rhett. For whatever apparent reason, I decided to listen to her ass, because everybody else was like, hey, I should release another album, or I should release another project, and I kept bullshitting. And, That's what got the ball rolling. So, I started working on like one little project and started working on my solo drum a little bit. But I got like a bunch of like tracks that I had in the tuck. And then like with the passing of the homies, you know what I mean? I was like, all right, I'm definitely like going to release this shit. Like I'm definitely going to release another project because it has a lot of shit on it. So, it's really a move.
So what song made you the proudest on your new album that you were just like, when you heard it, it made you smile and gave you that like warm feeling? What's that one song that you like, you ain't got a rap verse, but you can just like say like what song made you the proudest to be like, damn, like this is really me that I did it? Like what's that one song?
Oh, it's a tie. This joint that me and Rich Quick did, and I got Trey Digga on the hook. And it's tied between that and this joint I got with my one ball, Shinigami. And it was just strictly all otaku anime bars. And so I'm not really sure. Like, it's a tie.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the song like?
It's called New Challenger. I've been sitting on that drum for a minute, yo. Like, but it's so good. Like, it's so fucking good. And it was, like, one of the original songs that got me into, like, otaku and, like, anime rap. And it's good. Like, it's good. Like,
see, y'all heard it from Spaz Black stuff. It's good. That's the only way he could put like, it. It's good.
It's fucking really good, yo. It's really good.
If you listen, I'm telling you, go out, download the album, get the album. If it's on SoundCloud, go listen to SoundCloud. Because I know some of y'all try not to go to SoundCloud because so many people. Go to SoundCloud. Listen to the music. Hell,
okay.
Hell, listen to my music. I don't care, old, new, whatever. I'm going to leave you a message. It's going to be something on there that make you think, because I never put out a song, or this guy here, Spaz, he never puts out a song without a. There's a message. You just gotta listen to it. Cause sometimes bitches might be in your princess. You may never know. You know what I mean? Right. Words from OHM.
That's rough. But I am very Google friendly, so all you have to do is just go to Google and type in Spaz Black, and links will come up from YouTube, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, SoundClick, MixCloud, fucking a bunch of drums, like. It's there. The music's out there. So,
yeah, as long as the music's out there, you know, it's going to make it do what it do. Get you into that number one grind. Get you moving and grooving. Because at the end of the day, it's always going to be that number one place that you can hear. Spaz Black, OHM, Trey Digger, the whole Corfu. Even your boy yourself, Little Kia, Young Flex, Little Mills. All these type of people, they got the music. You ain't going to hear no Drake. You might hear some old Common. You might hear some old Dirty Bastard. But at the end of the day, we playing that underground music that people just want to move and groove, know every word to, make you feel like you from the 99 to the 2000, make bitches get up, shake they motherfucking ass, do your goddamn thing. And when I mean bitches, I mean ladies. Sometimes I say bitches when I mean ladies. So therefore, don't boycott me, goddammit. I'm just talking. But if Spaz Black was looking for a perfect, not perfect, a woman, what would that be?
Well, first of all, she has to fucking acknowledge, like, the otaku crowd. She doesn't have to be a part of it, but, you know, the recognition is there. I would love someone with a sense of humor. Play video games. Definitely a sense of humor. More than the video games, sense of humor. I have a real fucked up sense of humor. That sense of humor gets me in Facebook jail almost four or five times.
So she got had that quick snap back, like saying fuck it.
Right. Because I shoot, so she gotta be able to shoot back. And you know, if she can't shoot back and she just keep getting shot, like, I don't want you, bitch. Like, you gonna keep getting hit up. So like,
that was brutal.
It's real. You know, my humor, you know, it's dark humor. You know, dark humor, it's like food. You know, not everybody gets it. So
now, I understand you brung a person up here. You brung your sister with you.
Right.
And she got the same humor you got.
I mean, not completely, but it's there. It's there. She can get with you real quick. Like, you know, I'm a little more fucked up, but she's there. Like, she's going to hell with me. I'll see her.
She looking where her head is. She shook her head, yeah, but she looking where her head in her lap, like.
Like, I'll definitely see her in hell. Like, she's not making it to heaven. That's done yet. So,
Understandable, man. It's a lot of. I already know. I'm going to hell in a basket full of fucking puppies that just said fuck it.
Full scholarship. I got a full ride to that bitch.
look. Some people say you don't want to go to heaven. You want to go to hell because hell lets you fuck. So, I'll be going, you know, smoking weed. All
right.
When I do smoke, whenever that is. But yeah. And plus, I believe hell got PlayStation 4. So, yeah.
I'm a fuck with it. As long as hell don't got Reggie, I don't give a fuck.
What if hell only had Reggie?
I can't fuck with Lucifer. I'm like, nah, bro. I got. Take me to the king.
Look the devil dead in his face. You Reggie smoking ass nigga. Like, you mid ass nigga. I can't fuck with you.
I got time for you, bro. It's too hot down here to be smoking some Reggie.
Oh my gosh. I can't fuck with the devil if he's smoking Reggie. Oh my god.
I might make that a fucking song topic. Like, the devil smoking Reggie.
What if the devil smoked Marlboros instead of Newport?
Nigga. Like, oh, fuck.
Like, God, oh, God make these Newport 100. He wants you to be at 100, living your best life. Fuck that shit. Go to hell. Fuck. Go in the basket. Be with me. Jump with the puppies. Nigga, you're going down. You going night-night, bitch. Go down.
Fucking devil smoked Newport? Not Newport's, Marlboros? Nigga, like, what, the devil wear lugs, too? Oh, man, this shit is real. This, yo, guys, this podcast has just turned fucking insane. Now we're going to talk about why the devil wears lugs.
Like, the devil wears lugs. He don't wear no Tims. He can't fuck with Tims. If it fucks up the back of his feet, he going to have callus. Like, he can't fuck with them
shit. Izod jeans and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't got time for the devil and his shenanigans.
The devil only let everybody wear Payless, but he wearing lugs like they popping. So on that note, we are going to take our first break and move on to the next song of the day.
I'ma drop this shit to get you charged up. Lay a nigga down quick if you run up. I know it's all about the money, get the pay. Get it. Ain't no love for these bitches like a flavor. You don't got the answer, Sway. I've been through the wire like a nigga Kanye. All I do is win, why you think a nigga play? When they see you making moves, they got a lot of shit to say. Go run into the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch. I'ma get this money, nigga, get rich. Fuck what you niggas talking, I don't give a shit. Same old fight, just a different round. Right hook, left hook, I lay that nigga down. No, I don't like the way these niggas get down. Like you watch a nigga get put in the ground. Got a problem with me, nigga, watch me solve. They say more money, nigga, more problems. Cause the one to do your first, be your partner. That's why them niggas you be with, you gotta watch it. Just killing them, somebody get a doctor. Break them off, yes, I just break them off proper. Break them, must be kidding me, come on, bro. Yeah, they gon' try, but they mad cause they can't stop us. You stopping me, man? Never gon' fucking happen, nigga. I do this shit. I told you, nigga. I left, but I came right back, can't it? I'm a menace to you niggas like a nigga Dennis. What you just not done, I already did it. You can never be me, you niggas just don't get it. All that hating you be doing, you niggas need to quit it. The more I make moves, then the more you live it. You niggas mad cause you ain't got it, nigga, just admit it. The only way to make moves is niggas stay committed. I'm just running to the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch. I'ma get this money, nigga, get it. What you niggas talking? What you niggas talking about? Don't give a shit. Cause they be talking, but don't state facts. Nigga, I'ma need the proof like a Carfax. Say she saying all of that. Miss me with that bullshit, nigga. You can stall that. Niggas want it, you can get it, nigga. Take that. Take that James Brown, this the big payback. Pro class, nigga. Man, you fucking with an apex, nigga. I'm an alpha, boy. You just a beta on that yellow brick road on my way to the paper. I'm in a different league, and that league boy's major. I know you make just hating, but I really don't care. Every time you look around, nigga, I be there. At first you don't see it, but a nigga everywhere. I'm just running to the money, nigga. I'm just running to the money, gotta get it quick. I don't give a fuck about a fucking bitch. I don't give a fuck. I'ma get this money, nigga. Give a what you talking, fucker. What you niggas talking, I don't give a shit.
You can get back smacked to a casket drastic. Catch an ultra combo that'll leave your ass kicked.
We going bat shit, bout to flip like acrobatics. I got bark and I got bite, nigga, that's mastiff.
And I got the world in my palm. Static shock and black lightning and sighting could bring storm to a calm. Trying to clash with a titan, I'm Aquaman with the trident. But still using these elementals to embed it with lightning.
For your life is what you fighting for. Telekinetic with the weapon I wield, this is not a sword. Eat his heart after I open his chest like a sliding door. Cause now you found the keys like you stumbled on bricks of raw.
Before you trash cats nowadays, I swear y'all better than who. You're a product of your company, dude. Better your crew. Extract the electric from Ray and make them a regular dude. With the strength of a Kage twice, I'm better refused. Better with who? Dog, you'll be better with death. I'll jam your music group in red and say they're better with meth.
Like ad workouts, little nigga, it's crunch time. I've been hungry, I debo niggas in the lunch line. I'm a hero, but I commit and I stop crime. See these whack ass rappers, they pussy like Cho Chai. Told stories I was young, ain't licensed, that's PennDOT.
Reverb.
destiny. Women get you like gum if you joke like bazooka. I make your sunset like fly like the super. With lines that were shooting, yeah. Lines that were new, yeah. The flow that was slow down in time in the future. Fly when I win and I think I'm about to soar again. Fly like you and I hit you with it.
Sure you can.
When I rhyme, it'll fly like you couldn't copy my style. If you had a shirt, you'd attach you a bitch. Cause you can't even watch me when I blind cloud the shows over. Call me the clock, the rocky. So you know you can't even stop me.
Yo, 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 shit definition. To the core, I stay real. Raw flames from the brain to your core is what I deal. Still down with the sickness, so you know I stay ill. Disturbed like my worship on my pain is just a kill. Any MC that tests me to get the skill higher. Who spit their fantasies just to get their crew hyper. Uh-huh. So how can they replay the ball?
Shitty guy, the man I
turn their so-called to a case of friendly fire. That's true, but when my bars play blues, not much they can do. They can't mess me on the tune. Why? My crimson driver needs to face the lava of my soon. I'm talking like a raccoon, they, hey, they need to hide away from the verse. I'm bounce around to have the wheels of fate turned in reverse. Cause okay. When I go berserk, anything can get me snapping. And react like Shoma, all they hear is I'm the equivalent of an infinite or faulty defense. Pardon my French, believe Shinku Hadouken this. Or be more offensive, very when I rock steady. So my sole question is this, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Uh-huh, yeah, check it. Yo, I'm the definition of a legend killer. Very vicious, a bastard like me can dog snide all these bitches. My flow is berserk, I got the guts to kill kids. And I'ma treat you like air, cause you ain't gonna live. The iron fist of doom, how you niggas get back. Cause I spit that hot enemy straight off the rack. We got girls that gun sling and bang up your whole team. And leave a ring of blood all over the place.
Go, go, king, go, go.
Green blast like Radis, but you never had hope to test. The Kagemano Jitsu master got you in control, now your ass is rhyming back. Stigo, Ichiban, stay with a tough one. Got so many names like it was a Digimon. The dark with the death for how you niggas run for cover. Skill bomb for your moms and one for your lover.
Freestyle ciphers, let's go. The midnight hour 215, that's what we came to do it.
People think I feel guilty here. Cause I'm looking wrong and the wolves will find me guilty here. But this is phase two. I don't know what this man guys I didn't expect it. Just to see him blaze blue. Hitting like the Lotus, my style's hard to copy with dynamic entry from God. It's like
rock.
You should play the role. They say I spit off fire, hitting you with six pets. Kinda like they did Jirai. Punches hit hard in the tsunami, teaming up with soccer. They challenge me and leave you with the same fate as Gabber. Opposing me is a gamble with skull dice. Cause I'll kill you. You shouldn't have me hoping for your culture.
Go,
I don't like the look of this. You are like you a guy with death's eyes. I despise so much by the looks of this. I mean, I'm kinda wishing. I mean, you're kinda slipping fan. Not my competition. Definitely my composition. I'm far from your average rapper that you grasp. But if I try guns, go try gun. You can say I'm bashed up. I'm tired of hearing other rappers, man, it's getting old. I'm more like the G-Virus, they're more like the Common Cold. So don't get it confused, my flow is abused. I'll show you death 10 times worse than they show in the news. So much for rapping stuff, when I lift that weapon up, I'm on my last blade like the beat me fighting Setsuna. So you know where then, why I throw down this Afro versus Samurai Jack, it's not a showdown.
Welcome, welcome, and we are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215, the number one place to hear the hottest underground hip-hop and R&B. So we are back right here with the boy Spaz Black. And I just want to ask, where can they find you out on social media?
I am very Google-friendly. All you have to do is just type in Spaz Black, that is SPAZZBLACK. Right inside of Google, everything will come up. Twitter, Instagram, PlayStation Network, Xbox Live, now, Facebook.
Now you said PlayStation Network. Now what are you doing on PlayStation Network?
I mean, I'm playing games.
Now,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, some rappers don't do this, so it's just like, what are you doing on PlayStation? Like, are you streaming them, or are you...
Oh, yeah. All right, I understand your question now. Okay. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck do you mean? Everybody plays games on PlayStation.
No.
I stream on Twitch. You know, that's my main profession right now. You know, I do rap, and, you know, do hair. don't know. But yeah, Twitch, twitch.tv, SpazBlack215, and you'll catch all of my daily streams. Currently play Dark Souls 3 right now, and I'm helping a lot of people out with that because everybody always complains it's a hard game. So I'm out here helping people out with that. If you like their content, subscribe to the channel. It helps out a lot. And there you go.
Okay, so what's one of the places that you go to that like hip hop places? Like, what's one of the hip hop places that you go to nowadays? Like, where you know you see a lot of rappers and y'all just get together and y'all just do your thing. What's one of those type places?
The Gathering, man. 40th and Spruce, not Spruce. What's the name? Walnut. Gathering. It's right next door to the movie theater. Can't miss it. Looks like a big ass fucking church or some cult building type shit. Like, it's the longest running hip hop event, Philadelphia. I mean, it's the best. It has B-boys, has rappers, has DJs, graffiti artists, everything, man.
See, I'm not the only person that tell y'all about The Gathering. The Gathering is one of the longest running hip hop events ever. 22 years strong. About to be 23. We going in. We going hard. Man, on the 23rd year, I mean, you already know. The Gathering about to be like Jordan in his prime, baby. 23.
Damn.
You already know. So, where can they get your new album when it drops?
Now, it will definitely be available on Spotify and Apple Music. Before I was really contemplating on if I wanted to have it on there, I was just going to drop it, you know, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, SoundClick, MixCloud, shit like that. It will also be on those platforms. I'll have a playlist on YouTube for every one of the songs. But it would also be on Spotify, and it would also be on Apple Music. So, that's the thing.
All right, so y'all heard from your boy Spaz Black where you can get his music. Make sure y'all go check him out, man. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Everything, man. It's all Spaz Black 215. The album drops January 4th of 2019. So, it's a lot of work that I've put into it. It's a lot of emotion that I've had in it. It is a lot of everything that's been going on with my life and how I've been taking on shit because I have a mental illness and I use a lot of that shit and put it into my music. So,
okay. And the last question I really want to ask you, tell these people, well, this is going to be one more question after this, but tell the people the first time you ever, and I want these people to know, ran into me. Tell these people the first time you ever ran into me.
Damn. Nigga, we've known each other for years. Like, seems like a lifetime. I do not remember the very first time because we've had so many fucking encounters.
So let's ballpark years. How many years have you think it's been?
Almost 10 years.
So it's 10 years strong in the game that I've been rapping with this man. And y'all already know, it's going to be the Midnight Hour 215 that I give you one of the illest people to ever spit a bar to get the raps out and make it do what it do. So, on that note, y'all already know, we're on the Midnight Hour 215. And from me to y'all, that's your boy Spaz Black. He here to make it do what it do. And hopefully we'll get a cipher from him later on in the episodes just for y'all. Cause I know he has to go. I know it's kinda late. And I know y'all wanna move and groove and get into y'all number one grind. So I'ma tell y'all, stay tuned to the Midnight Hour 215 rap ciphers, cause I will be posting Spaz Black ciphers. So, make sure y'all stay tuned, stay well, and Spaz, tell them where you can listen to the hottest underground hip-hop R&B music.
Oh, definitely, man. You can definitely find the hottest stuff, especially indie music, at the Midnight Hour. So, Stay tuned, man. Shit, you know?
Yeah, that was the Midnight Hour 215 right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know it's your boy Young Highs on the spot interview with your boy Spaz Black. So it's almost that time to get out of here. For me and from y'all, you know, Spaz is leaving the building. He's getting up. But yeah, like I always say, hip-hop is hip-hop. It is what hip-hop do. Hip-hop will always be at its finest at all times. So remember, every last Thursday of the month, it's the Gathering, the longest hip-hop event running off Philadelphia. So if you rap, come on out, come up to the Cypher Room, and get interviewed by the Midnight Hour 215. Let people know where we can hear your music, get your music. Man, it's like self-publishing itself. So, on that note, let's kick it off with one more song before we get out of here. Let's go.
My mom didn't raise no hoe, so if these bitches try me, I'm gon' go. I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke, I want all the smoke. These bitches really don't know me, bitch, I'm ballin', feel like Kobe, but they say they really know me. But these bitches really don't know me, I'm doing 80 and a 60. Yeah, gang is being with me, they don't like me, say I'm trippin'. When I push up, these bitches dippin', yeah. I'm losing my mind, I think I'm going insane, yeah. I gotta grind, gotta take care of my pain, yeah. I want it now, I gotta go get paid, yeah. I wanna thaw through a check or some blue faces.
Blue faces, now what's happening? I'm talking shit. You better test and check your niggas for the hell of it. I try to tell you motherfuckers now, gang, gang. Black hoodie gang, niggas ain't the same thing. Test and check and then I gotta get it like a rest. I rarely got a rocket like the S on my chest. Superman with Lois Lane, Spider-Man with Mary Jane. Man, we getting money, now what's up? We on the same thing. Get that money, gang, gang. Get that money. About the jack now, we gon' do the thing. Get that money every day, but we never play. Me and Shorty, when we kickin' like we kid and play. You gotta tell me now what's up, it's like, okay. Nigga, what's some type of day? Get that money every day, like we gunnin' runnin'. You like a flash in juggernaut, still gunnin'. I try to tell you what this game of rap never stop. Money bags every day, yeah, it's kinda hot. You never told me now what's up, we have a gang gang. Gang gang, now what's up, we gonna do that thing. Gotta get it to you every day. Never told you motherfucker nigga, but I never play. Get that money, gang, gang. Get that money, gang, gang. Get that money, gang, gang. Gang rapping never stop, like I told you, huh? Get it with the gang, gang. Get it with the gang, gang. Get it with the gang, gang. Get it with the gang, gang.
All right, so that was the Midnight Hour 215. Peace, love, blessings, and all soul to you. So make sure the hip-hop and R&B you doing, leave a message, or just make it do what it do. If you like what you heard, man, leave a comment, leave a voice comment, and make sure y'all go check out the Midnight Hour 215. We are now on Instagram, and we always been on Facebook. So if you don't hear it here, you know you're going to hear it on the book or on the gram. And we are on Spotify, iTunes, iOS, and plenty others. We are Androids and we are on iPhones. So, on that note, have fun. Have a good night. Good morning to most of y'all that are up right now, because this is the Midnight Hour 215 where we make it do what it do. So, we out.